You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Bible Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon W. Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship and with my lovely wife, Pastor Betty J. Whitaker. Amen. We have in our audience today a young man that is being trained to preach and teach and heal and deliver and set them peoples free, Josh McKenna. He is a
On fire for God. Yes, amen. He is. For the young people.
For the young folks. Amen. This is what we love him. It's a good thing when you get the young folks to come in and want to work for the Lord and do what the Lord has called them to do. Amen. Boy, I just love it. I love it. I love to see the young kids dance for the Lord and young kids preach for God. Oh, that's what it's all about. Because we got to have somebody who's going to take over when we leave this world so that the work of the kingdom can continue on. So I encourage every pastor out there, if you have young folks in your church, get them involved inside the church. Make them deacons and elders and preachers and evangelists and prophets. Get everybody involved. And that's how we're supposed to grow our church.
Yes, Pastor, he has a bright future working for the kingdom of God. He's not working for man, but working for the kingdom of God. I've never seen a young man that is so energetic and just so after the young people's heart and soul. He just captures them. Amen.
Amen.
That's Brother Josh McKenna.
Yes, yes. So, Josh, here, you got a program coming up pretty soon at First Church Fivefold Fellowship.
Yes, I have the youth first ever First Church Fivefold Mass Choir Empowerment Event. I'm asking all young people to come out and join us that day. It's going to be a remarkable event. You don't want to miss it. If you're young, old, sick, whatever, please come. Help us fellowship, help us praise God, give them some worship, give them some time. It starts at 6:30. If you don't have a ride, we could be reached at 772-453-9612 or 772-777-4431. And we also having a mass choir. If you have any young people from the ages of 6 to 18, who wants to sing, who wants to play the drums, who wants to play the keyboard, please reach us at those numbers and get in contact with us. It doesn't matter if you can't sing or if you can't, we're willing to teach you. So it's going to be starting up this Monday, coming up at 6:30. So give us a call and get in contact with us.
Amen. You heard that call. If you can't reach those numbers, you can reach me at 561-718-2361. And we want to encourage all young folks that want to sing or learn how to play the keyboard. And Josh, he's a great drummer, and he's going to be teaching kids how to play drums. And Alex is a keyboard player. He's going to help the young folks. And I believe in helping the young folks. It don't matter whether you belong to our church or not, but if you want to learn, that's what it's all about. Amen. So maybe you can go back to your church and help your church out and be a praise leader and sing and dance. I'm a secret. I talked my wife into teach some dance because she really teach dance in the church. And you got young folks and they really love to dance. Amen. So we're going to try to secret work that out. So we calling all young from the age of 6 to 18. Come on out. First Church Fivefold Fellowship at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. That is the address. Like I said, you can call the church number at 772-777-4431. And what's your number again, Josh?
772-453-9612.
Amen. So, and we do have a website, and it's on it's church5.com. Church5, F-I-V-E, .com. And our service started at 10:30. We have our Sunday school service, and our Sunday morning services start at 11:30. And our Bible study is every Wednesday night at 7:30. And you also can hear us on Sunday morning on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Whitaker. And our services do be online. And you can reach us today and in the radio station. And the number to reach us today, if you just need prayer, we are here to pray for you. The number is 772-221-1100. And if you're riding down your automobile and got that cell phone and you got that earpiece and you just want to call because you need prayer, you're going through something and you don't know what to do, call us at 1-888-221-8990. And if you would like to send us a donation to keep us on this program, you can send it at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. You can make it out to First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And we really appreciate it. And we want to thank all our listeners out there who listen to us. And thank you for your support. So now we're going to get into the meat of the program. And this is the true word. The true word. And we're here to bring you the true word of God. We're not going to bring you what we think or our opinion, but we're going to bring you what the word of God says. And this is what we live by. And this is what we govern our lives by. And this is how we walk by faith, is by the true word of God. There's no other word. There's no other word that you can live by but the word of God. There's no other word that you can have faith but by the word of God. It must be the word. See, we need to have this word engrafted in our spirit, in our heart. Because God said he was going to write the word on our heart. So when things come up, trials and tribulation come up, sickness come up, I get to the point where I don't know where I go. Look, I can always depend on the word. I can pull the word. Come on, somebody. I can pull the word. I can pull the word. And guess what? Every time I pull the word, guess what? Something got to happen. Ooh, come on now. I'm getting happy already. I might just run around this radio station and shout a little bit. Mm. Oh, man. Y'all don't understand. Ooh, every time I get to this word, I just get excited. I just want to tell somebody about that man called Jesus. Oh, my God. Somebody need to be listening today, hearing about that man called, oh, what a wonderful man, Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but I know sometimes people get stuck on what color he is. All I know, he saved my life. I don't care if he's green, yellow, purple, what. All I know that he shed his blood, and I'm still alive. Oh, come on. Let's get happy up here. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm not in church anymore. I forgot.
You're excited this morning, Apostle Marcus.
Y'all have to forgive me. When I get to this word, I can't help myself sometimes. You know how you wouldn't be in love with somebody?
It's a good feeling.
Oh, come on.
It's
come
a
on,
good
Pastor.
Feeling. It's a wholesome feeling.
Yes, it is.
Fresh. Fresh. Every day is fresh.
I like that word, fresh. Mm. So today what we're going to talk about is something I think that we really need to understand, and that is you are a believer or not a believer. And if you're not a believer, we're going to try to help you to become a believer in Jesus Christ today. So now, I need to make one thing clear. Ain't but one road that you can get to the kingdom. Ain't but one road. And that is Jesus Christ. You can't go the road nowhere. And there's no, all roads don't lead to heaven. Come on, somebody. It don't lead to heaven.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
And Jesus said he is the doorway. And the only way that we're going to get to the Father is through him. That's the only way. So now I hope I clarify that. So now our lesson today that we're going to be talking about is how to kill the flesh. You know, that's the hardest thing in the world, is to kill your flesh. So we're going to see what Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 13. And this is what Paul is writing to his believers. And he said, for if ye live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you live through the spirit to modify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So now he's giving us a choice on how we're going to live and how we're going to die. So now we need to understand that we all in this world, we all going to make that final ride in the church. If you don't go to church, guess what? Sooner or later, you're going to be in the church, whether you want to or not, but you're going to be there. That might be your final ride. Before you get there, you need to have some Jesus in you.
Amen. And I just want to add, and we're this morning we're talking about the natural man, yes, and the spiritual man.
Come on.
So this is a part of the flesh. Yes. A lot of people get the flesh confused.
Yeah.
When we're just talking about the flesh, our flesh,
yeah,
but the carnality is, yeah, the carnality that we walk in,
yes,
which is our natural,
yes,
man. But we're talking here this morning about the natural man, mm, and the spiritual man.
Yes, yes.
How to put those two or separate the two.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
Come on now.
We're going to separate the two this morning.
And I think that's where the problem is. Nobody don't want to separate. And the reason why they can't separate because they don't know how to have dominion and power over the flesh. So you allow your flesh to rule and tell you how you live your life instead of you telling it how to live. Come on now. So we got to be able to know that I have the power and authority over all things because God has given me dominion over everything that flies and crawls and swim and everything else is in this world. So if I got that kind of power, why can't I have power over my own self? And see, this is where we are really, really lacking. Because of the flesh that feel good in this world, come on now, the flesh don't want to turn loose this old world. And that's the problem that we have. Because now we get into a situation where we do something and we get comfortable in those things. And once we get comfortable, guess what? We don't want to get out of our comfort zone.
That's right. It's hard to change the mind.
It's hard. And that's why we got a lot of Christians today that's not growing because they're in their comfort zone. And when God want to move them out of their comfort zone, it don't feel good.
No, it doesn't. They get so complacent. Yes. It's like how dare you come in here and tell me I got to change? I'm comfortable doing what I'm doing.
That's right.
So why should I change?
That's right.
You know, we have to offer something. You know, if you say that you are walking down this path of righteousness and you want to live for Christ, then there's some sacrifices that we have to make.
And
a lot of times people don't want to make the ultimate sacrifice.
No, they don't.
And that's the commitment to the walk.
Ooh. Yes. Because now, and the scripture says, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. So if you do live by the flesh, the Bible said that you are a person dead while you are alive. You know, and that movie, Walking Dead. Come on now, we got some Walking Dead walking right here, right now. But we want to bring somebody out of that. We want to bring you back to life. Because I know God can put life. Because if Jeremiah can speak to them bones, come on now, and the bones come back together. Oh, we can speak the true word of God, and somebody will come alive today. And you know, you shall die the second or eternal death. Come on now. And that second eternal death is meaning that you are separated from God. Oh.
Amen.
Come on now. But without grace, because we need something to help us. Come on now. We need something to help us. And that is the grace of God. And I thank God for his grace. I don't care what nobody say. I thank my Lord in Jesus Christ for what he done for me. That's why I'm alive. That's why I'm happy. That's why I'm doing what I want to do because I know what he did for me. Ooh, I just want to shout a little bit. Come on now. I just got it in me today. But we got to understand that, you know, you may ask, well, the one that has received the grace of God in truth, how can you still live in sin if you say that you are a child of God? Now, we got a lot of folks, you know, that come to church, but yet they're still not living the life that God has called them to live. So we got to be able to line up with the word of God and be able to allow the Spirit of God to come in and convict us of what we're doing. So once we be convicted, now we can make that change in our life. But we don't want to change because the flesh, guess what, is warring against us. So now if you want to know what spiritual warfare is, look at yourself.
That's right. Amen. Your flesh is that corrupt nature.
Corrupt nature.
Corrupt and see, and through it we still you still have that dominion. Don't want to let go.
It's hard
and we understand that because we were there once. We have not always been in a position where we are saved all of our lives.
Right.
It took some work to get there. It took some falling down and getting back up.
Yes.
Falling down again, getting back up, and moving forward.
Yes.
A lot of people are not willing to make that sacrifice. If they run into a situation and if they keep running, sometimes the devil tests us.
Yes, he does.
He will throw things at us and it comes back to back. What after you come out of one thing, there's another thing that hits you.
Yeah.
Bow, there's another thing that hits you. And then they're saying, what? Where is God in all this? Mm. They want to question God. Mm. They don't feel comfortable. Mm. Well, I'm trying my best and yet and still God is not there with me.
Mm-hmm.
But God is is betting on you because what? He says Satan has to test.
Yeah.
Come to me I have to allow him to test you.
Yeah.
And if you don't get tested, then we can't grow if we're not tested. So so God is saying what? I know that Brother Josh, I have confidence that
Josh,
he's going to get up and he's going to walk and he's going to dust it off and he's going to keep on going. No matter what he's going through, he's going to keep on moving forward towards me. But if Josh in his mind is saying, wow, Pastor, you know, I'm doing all I can.
Yes.
I'm doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But where is God in all this?
Yes.
That's where the leader have to come in and give the instructions and say, you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go through this in order to what? Have a testimony.
Yes, yes. And Pastor, what you said, thank you, Holy Ghost, bring it back to remembrance. And when a person asks, where's God in this? It's not the spiritual man that's asking where God is. It's the spirit man. I mean, the flesh man. Because see, now flesh may want to bring a confusion in your mind. So what's the best way to keep a person messed up is to mess them up in the mind.
Exactly.
See, we got to understand it's a mind battle. It's a mind fight. God wants your mind. Satan wants your mind. But now who you going to give your mind to? And I used to like that commercial. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. And that's what we are doing. We are wasting our mind on the wrong thing. So in that spiritual fight, now you got the flesh. Come on now, don't want to be separated from the spirit man because I got control over the spirit man. So whatever I say do, that's what he do. So now if we continue to live in sin and we say we love Jesus, if we say we are a child of God, I'm talking to preachers, I'm talking to everybody, but those that are still living in sin and say you're a child of God, then how can you be a true believer? So now you are in the flesh. You're not in the spirit. Because the spirit does not be disobedient against the word of God. So when we continue to live in sin, we are being disobedient. We are not following God's rule. And that's what sin is all about. It's about being disobedient. And a lot of people think sin is drinking and smoking and all. It ain't that. It's about you being disobedient. And I know a lot of people God has spoke to and told them what to do, but yet you refuse to do what God told you to do. That's disobedient. Now that's where the problem comes at.
And not only the disobedient part of it, Apostle, I do believe that God chastise or correct our spirit when we are operating under disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
But we put that's where the flesh comes in. And want to push the spirit man down instead of allowing themselves to listen, to really hear what the spirit is saying. They push it. They suppress it.
Yes.
Because they think that, oh, it's just me thinking this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's the Holy Spirit that is correcting your spirit so that you can get it right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to also pay attention to the inner man because the inner man is not going to leave us blind.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? We're operating in the spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Says the Lord.
Yes.
Can I add something to that?
Go ahead on, Josh.
When I was at your house and you was telling me, you know, about, we was talking about some stuff and you said, you know, we have to get to the core of thing. And that stood out. Like a lot of us, you know, we live in our flesh because we haven't got to the root of the hurt.
Come on now.
Which is our core.
Yes.
So we live in flesh. And also a lot of people, when they go into church, they see that the leadership is in sin itself.
Come on now.
So they don't want to, they don't want to live right, because they say, okay, my pastor do this, my deacon do this, the worship team do this, the musicians do this, so why should I be submitted to God when they're not submitted to God?
Yeah.
So if they telling me Sunday that I should be submitted to God and Saturday they're in the club, then I just rather be in the club than go to church, because it's two different lifestyles, it's two different things that you're telling me. You're being hypocritical. So, or it's sometimes that people are church hurt and they say, you know, I went to church, I did all I could do, and, you know, I feel like the church is just a scam. I think that, you know, I would prophesize that, you know, I was going to get my new car. I was prophesized that God was going to get me through this storm and nothing happens. because they faith only takes them so far. Yeah. And it's not that that God has left you. It's just that your time and your season hasn't came yet. So it comes a time that, you know, you have to be under good leadership to help you battle with that flesh. You have to continually read your Bible and be under good leadership to guide you through those stormy days and those stormy nights.
Yes, yes. And you are so right. And it all starts from the head. And that's why I say, and I don't care who it is, if you are in the church and your leadership is not right, then I think you need to find a good church with good leaders.
That's why it's so important that really leaders set the example and lead by example. Because
got to lead by example.
Unbelievers that come in, they're watching.
Yeah, they're watching.
They're looking for somebody that they could talk to and communicate that can help them with their problems. So if you are showing them two sides, then they may say, okay, well, you know, this is not for me. Yep. I might as well stay doing what I'm doing.
Yep.
Because you're doing the same thing I'm doing. Yep. So what can you tell me different from the way I'm living?
And y'all know what I teach y'all. When you go into anybody's church, if you want to know what the church is, watch the leader and see how he treat his wife. If he ain't treating his wife right, what make you think he gonna treat you right? And that's the first sign whether the church gonna be good. Look at the leader and see how he doing, because he's the one supposed to set the example. And Minister Josh, you're right. He supposed to set the example for the others to follow. So like, if he ain't doing right, ain't nobody else gonna do right. So now, here we go again. Now you got leaders don't know how to kill the flesh. Mm-hmm. You got leaders that still living in sin, and that's why the church gets such a bad name, because of some leaders and what they do. And people say, "Well, I'm not gonna go there because, you know, that pastor ain't right." So as a leader, you need to be careful on who you talk to. You can't be going out there looking and gawking out at every woman, because you don't know who's gonna come into your church. And they come in and look at you and say, "Well, that preacher, he tried to talk to me. I ain't coming to this church." You got to be careful on what you say. And not only leaders, but believers as well. Because a lot of times we stop people from coming to church because how we act on the outside. Now, we know that while we in the church, we can act all holy. We can act all righteous. But I always tell a person, I don't care what come out of your mouth. It don't make no difference to me one way or another. But it's your reaction of what you do when you're not in church. How you going to live then? How you going to line up then? Are you really being a true follower of Jesus Christ? When ain't nobody around, can't nobody see you. When somebody make you mad, or somebody cut you off, or somebody say something, are you exhibiting the love of Jesus Christ? Or is your flesh going to rise up? You know, like some people say, you know, I hear a lot of Christians say, well, you know, don't let me get mad and lay my religion down. If you're going to lay it down that easy, that means you ain't got nothing.
Amen, amen.
Because you can't lay the Holy Ghost down.
Now, getting back to the topic.
Yes. That's where we at. Killing the flesh.
How to kill the flesh.
Yes.
But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
Yes. So.
What is mortification?
Mm-hmm.
Mortification of sin, which is the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Mortification has several meanings in the English term. It says the first meaning is to feel ashamed or embarrassed.
Yes.
The second meaning of the word mortify is to subdue the flesh or its needs and desires through self-denial and discipline. Mortification of sin. The flesh. The word mortify comes from the Latin word mortacere, which means to kill or subdue. Therefore, mortification of sin or the flesh means to kill sin and the flesh.
You got to kill it.
Got to kill that flesh.
You got to subdue it. You got to bring it under subjection. You got to have control. What is telling us that we got, Paul is telling us we got to have control over our flesh. And your flesh is your own body, is your own mind. So if you got to learn how to control your mind so that you can be a follower of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was a good follower. He always had control. He never lost control of no situation. Always throughout the Bible, I don't care what kind of situation that he faced, he still had control. So we need to imitate and be like Jesus Christ. So in order to mortify, we got to be able to kill this flesh.
That's right. That's
we
right.
We got to bring it down. So that's why I say, I don't care what situation you're in, you can always come out of it if you want to. But the only way you can come out of it is that you got to be able to subdue, kill, bring under control those desires.
In Romans 8 and 13, it says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But but by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you live. Paul is making a contrast between the believers and the non-believers. Yes. Non-believers are those who by the Spirit put to death the deeds of the body. You know, often in the writings of Paul, flesh and spirit are contrasted. They're warring against each other, like we said in the beginning.
Yes.
So we need to learn how to say no.
Yes.
You know that Nike has a thing, just say no. Just say no.
That's all you got to do. Just say no.
No with practice.
Yeah.
It's know easy. Who you are with practice.
Just say
everything
no.
Everything takes practice.
Just say no. So no. So you can reach us right now at the radio station. And we are at 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. You can call us at our church at 772-777-4431. You can come visit us at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. This is Apostle Brandon Whitaker with the True Word of God and Pastor Betty Whitaker and Minister Josh McKenna. And we are glad that you listen to our program today so that we can hear the True Word of God. And you also go to our website at churchfire.com and listen to us Sunday morning on blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Whitaker. Amen. So we hope to see you on Sunday morning at 11:30 so that you can come in and fellowship with us and have a good time in the Lord.
Oh, don't forget about our Sunday school starts at
10:30.
Yes, and August 2nd again is the First Church Fivefold Fellowship Mass Choir event. It's going to be remarkable. You don't want to miss it. Starts at 6:30. If you need a ride, you can contact us at those numbers, and we will be sure to get back with you to get your ride.
Yes, we really enjoy speaking of the Word of God, having a good time, and just praising God, just giving God all the glory. There's so much more that we can do in learning how to kill the flesh. And once we begin to kill the flesh, then we are able to follow Jesus Christ and allow the Spirit to come in and to lift us so that we can live. So we're going to really continue with this next week, and we're going to go further into the details and get in so we can kind of help somebody so that they're able to overcome those desires and overcome those situations that they're in, so that you won't be wrestling with the flesh. You won't be dealing with the flesh, and your mind will be set free, and you'll be able to do what God has called you to do. And I know God is speaking to somebody right now. I know God is laying this on somebody's heart. So that we are able to do.
We pray for each and every one of you out there in the radio land. Inspiration.
Would you like to develop or renew a relationship with God?
Let us show you how. Tune in to the Focus on Jesus broadcast on Mondays and Fridays at 1 p.m. right here on WCNO, the Good News Station.
Remember to focus on Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to buy it. Start Fresh Home Buyers is available at 772-675-9588. If you are in or facing foreclosure, you may be eligible for a government program that can put cash in your pocket at closing. Now your foreclosure problems and even your missed back payments can be put behind you, and you can get a fresh start at life. Start Fresh Home Buyers, a corporate underwriter of